The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive, for as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of one God who redeems, creates, and sustains us. Amen. Amen. That was perfect. I was actually kind of hoping for a little musical background to go with my sermon, the first part of it, but that was Holy Spirit. She's so awesome. Many of you know that I was an art history major in college. So part of my visit to any city means going to check out the local museums when I can. And then there are those cities that I've been to so many times that I just have my favorite museums, and I go to those to go visit what I call friends that hang on the wall. But 2 years ago, I was in Paris, and one of my favorites was closed, and so I was wandering through the city, and I stumbled upon the Musée K. Branly. And admittedly, it's not a museum I would normally go into. It's oceanic art, which is art from the islands in the Pacific. And it's not really my favorite, but they had a tattoo exhibit. And we'll see, I'd been to the fabulous tattoo exhibit in LA, and so then I wanted to go see what the Parisian tattoo exhibit, and really, could it be anything better than what we had here? And so I went in, and now, a few years later, that museum is one of my favorites. And one of the reasons it's my favorite is that when you enter, you have to walk up this ramp to get to the top where the exhibits begin. Think like the Guggenheim, you know, how you have to wander down. And so you walk up this ramp, but as you walk up through a flowing river. It's incredible. And it's not water, it's a flowing river of words. In short, it's an art installation of thousands of words projected on the floor, flowing like a river, and they swirl around imaginary rocks, and they clump together narrow passages and spread out where the river widens. And occasionally, words splash off from the side to the side. It is incredible. It's a living river without a drop of water. The words make that water come to life, and it makes me wonder if we, as members of St. Cross, were to make our own living river coming up our main aisle here, what would our words be? What are the words that we should have flowing out of us, flowing through us, so that every member, every guest, every visitor would know what our living water was made up of? A living river like this is essentially what Jesus is talking about in the gospel today. How is it that we take our faith and through our words and also through our actions, how do we bring the living water that Jesus talks about to those around us? How do we bring it to our neighbors, our family, to strangers, to friends, to coworkers? You see, living water is as essential to our faith as liquid water is to our bodies. We cannot live without it. We're bathed in that living water at the moment that we become Christians in our baptism, and we are called from that moment on throughout our entire lives to drink of this living water so much that it flows from us and we share with others. You see, we drink and share that living water every time we actually engage our faith. Every time we come to church, every time we participate in prayer or the Eucharist. Every time we reach out to someone in need, every time we give to the church of what we have been given, living water keeps us connected. And this next year at St. Cross, we're going to continue to talk and think and pray about the living water. Where is it present? Where do we need to share it more? How are we as individuals and as a community practicing and participating in our faith? And I think that we can all agree, now maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm the only one here, but I think that we can all agree that practicing our faith can be sometimes just challenging. Practicing our faith through love, through reserving judgment, through helping the least of these, especially when we don't want to, through giving proportionally, through reading scripture, through prayer for one another, each and every one of these takes time and a personal commitment to our faith. You see, you can't attend a Habitat for Humanity build without putting in the effort to reserve time and to actually show up and do the work. You can't pray for those who have asked for our prayers without actually setting aside time in your day to pray. You can't receive the Eucharist if you don't take time out of your week to be in community and attend church. And as our youth learn, and a few adults, you don't go on pilgrimage without some sacrifice of your time and your money. You don't give if you haven't signed a pledge card. Okay, actually you can. But actually signing that pledge card is part of your faith journey, and it is part of us making a persistent commitment to give back to God of that which we have been given. Persistence in drinking the living water is an everyday, every moment part of our faith. And sometimes we are better at being persistent than others. Okay, how many watched the game last night? Okay, just saying. And if you didn't, skip over this. But sometimes we are really persistent and we are on our game, kind of like Utley. You know, he went for it and he was in it and he did it. And sometimes we're kind of more like Poor Tejada, which let's send up a prayer for broken bones. But sometimes we actually aren't at the top of our game, or we are, but we still need the support of those around us to make it through. Sometimes our persistence wanes through choices of our own and things that happen to us that aren't our choices, and we have to be reminded of the blessings that we give and we receive when we drink deeply of God's living water. Now, a few of you have gotten into the theme of drinking heavily of God's living water. That's another story. Come see me after the service, and I'll explain why that is not what we're talking about. One word, Noah. But here's the deal. I think when we actually succeed in being persistent, when we succeed in engaging our spiritual disciplines, when we dare to make God a priority, even when it is a challenge, not just in our words, but in our daily practices through prayer, through reading and studying scripture, through attending worship, through working towards a tide, we enjoy a communion not only with God, but with one another. And that's what we're called to in our faith. Now, I know that we are each a unique creation in the eyes of God. So we are not all going to reach this communion in the same fashion. For some, we may reach it through music and through singing. For others, we may reach this communion through centering prayer. And for some, it may be in working with the homeless. But no matter where we connect with God most easily, our gift through the living water is relationship. Just like those words that flow in and out and on top of and under and around each other. We are in relationship, deep, constantly loving, constantly active, ever flowing through our lives. We have relationship with God and with one another through the waters of our baptism. So I want you to go back and think for just a moment, what are the words that describe the relationship we yearn and we strive to have with God? What are the words that describe our hopes for relationship with one another? And that leaves us with the question, is how can we as St. Cross focus on these words for this year as we intentionally drink and share the living water given to us through our Lord Jesus Christ? Amen.